You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Keith McPherson on the Fan, another KM to AM. Rami behind the glass, my last 50 minutes here. No Big Mac tonight. Big Mac's doing the morning show. Y'all gonna stay up all night to hear Big Mac on the morning show? I'll have to catch it on rewind. I might not even be able to do that, bro.
Jazz jizzle.
But good for Big Mac to get to rock with Recco on the morning show, coming off of, Yankees having a 3-game win streak, winning the series. And I'm sure they're going to lean into him being a Yankee shill and Yankee whatever. So good for Big Mac. Get an opportunity to do the... I don't think I've ever yawned on air. I'm thinking about... It's funny how a yawn will hit you. I'm thinking about, like, there's no way I'm going to be able to listen to the morning show. I don't, because, like, I go to bed at 3, 4 in the morning. And then my house gets going at 7 a.m. So I'll briefly wake up as, like, my son is yelling, my wife is scrambling, and I'm, like, putting pillows over my head. And then I try not to set an alarm, and I try to sleep till, like, 10 a.m. Sometimes it'll be 10:30. Sometimes
it'll be here.
Yeah, I know you'll be here. Hopefully you're rested up. And then I might, you know, tap in with BT and Sal in the Twitch chat. Shout out to my Twitch chat, Twitter chat, YouTube chat right now. Jack G brings up that the caller from earlier, right? I think I spelled the name wrong, and I thought they were trolling. I think they end up cursing or saying something. But the homies that called from Manchester, and shout out to Manchester. That's Shore Conference. That's my area. My bad if I was thinking that you were wasting my time. I was coming out hot. I did my open and I wanted to get to it. And I'm like, what are we talking about with? So Jack looked him up, and it's Jimmy Sensoplano, and he went to Manchester, and Manchester High School class of 2007. He's like a real person, but he's a high schooler. So maybe they were trolling a little bit, but not completely trolling with a made-up person. I guess Jack in my chat looked him up. He says he's a high school kid that doesn't graduate for another 2 years. Maybe they're high schooler kids or whatever. I'm like, this is someone. They're like, he's in single A right now. But yeah, they're saying he's topping out at 82 miles an hour. I'm like, oh, so it actually was a real person. So I brought that back up. Also from the chat, from Jack, the same guy, he says, no debate over why Soto left the Yankees after he's so salty about missing the All-Star game for his bonus. But then also in the chat, the thought about, like, the bonus, Jack writes, one, it's stupid to be upset about bonus money with a ridiculous contract. Two, he should be mad about missing the All-Star team just in general. Three, he gifted Brett Beatty a $92,000 car for his jersey. Now, I remember when that happened, I was sure that, like, Steve Cohen set that up and the Mets set that up. But I remember it was an all-black Chevy Tahoe. I don't think that was, unless it was all the way souped up interior inside, maybe it's a $92,000 car. But then again, that's another thing to be like, Juan, don't even mention the bonus. But Lou Boogie in the chat says, like, you can't spell elite without Eli. You can't spell mercenary without the M and the E. Juan Soto is a me guy. Juan Soto is a me guy. Speaking of Eli, shout out to Eli Manning. He passed on owning a stake in the Giants. It's too expensive for him. Too expensive. You're a millionaire, bro. Your whole family's millionaires. Bro, your nephew is getting like millionaire money as an NIL quarterback that hasn't been the full. Anyway, 888-808-1019. We still got plenty of calls, but not plenty of times. It's a Yankee night. The Yankees played. The Mets didn't play. I was pumped when I saw the tweet that they were going to postpone the Met game. I was just on last night talking about, yo, it's hard to watch the Yankee game and the Met game. I can't watch two baseball games at once. You can't really watch the starting pitchers. You can't watch the at-bats. You know, I listen to the game. And, yo, shout out to my boy Rec and Keith Rad. They both got back to me today because I was on yesterday. And I was talking about how I was listening to first Anthony Recker, who I know from MLB Network and being on the show with him. Rec is mad cool. And Rec is also a gym guy like me. I got mad respect for Rec, a good father, former Met baseball player. Now he's doing the Mets broadcast on 880 Mets Radio. He got his first radio win. And then Keith Rad hit me today. And, you know, Keith Rad, you know, he had a little bit of a slip up because he called the Fab Four, the Core Four, just kind of thinking of clever, you know, a name for him, what to call the Mets top of their order. I called them the Met Quartet. People started calling them the Fantastic Four, whatever. And Keith got back to me and hit me up today. And I was like, yep, I caught it and I posted about it. So I gave it some legs. Maybe less people would have, you know, heard about it live. I'm like, I heard you say it live and I had to tweet about it. And then, of course, Met fans don't want me to tweet about Mets radio. They don't want me to tweet about the Core Four, Fab Four, Fantastic Four. They want me to talk about Juan Soto. Stick to the Yankees. Stick to the Yankees. So I will, because no Mets fans have called me tonight. Let's talk to these Yankee fans on the fan, because it's needed. All day we got to hear from these Met fan hosts and these Met fan callers. Let's talk to the Yankee fans. My guy, Mo, from the bleachers on the fan. What up, Mo?
What's going on, Keith? You know, I haven't listened for a while because, honestly, there wasn't much to listen about, you know, the way the Yankees have been playing. But I got to tell you, as soon as I turned on the radio and I heard the music, I was like, oh, that's Keith. You got your own distinctive music style when you're playing.
Yes, sir.
But I'm also a little mad at you because when you yawned before you said anything, I yawned and I'm driving.
You made contagious yawn. I just started thinking about the sun coming up and the morning show, and I'm like, I'm already ready.
I'm on my way out, going to see the wife for the first time in 4 months tomorrow, off to Casablanca. But that's personal stuff, not baseball stuff. But I didn't get a chance to watch the game today, so I got a couple things I wanted to ask you. First of all, what'd you think of Schlitty? I'm going to make my points, and I'll hang up and let you talk. What'd you think of Schlitty? I know you watch him. That's my nickname for him, Schlitty, by
Schlitty,
the way.
I think the kid didn't flinch. He gave up some homers. Carlos Rodon could learn a thing or two about keeping your composure from this kid. Like, he just looked the part. I like his demeanor. His stuff really does play. Even Jazz Chisholm was talking about being at second base, watching how the ball came out of his hand. I was pumped tonight because I'm like, wow, like, we have one of these guys. Like, we have a guy whose fastball is touching triple digits. His fastball was sitting at 97.9. I'm like, good. And he, you know, he got his first strikeout against Cal Raleigh and his last strikeout against Cal Raleigh. I was so happy for that kid because I'm like, this is the home run leader. He didn't give him a home run, right? Like Jeff Hartlieb gave up two nights ago, and that's who got DFA'd so Cam Schlitler could come up. I thought the kid had a good outing, and I also was completely fine with Boone taking him out when he took him out because they showed Loaisiga warming up. I'm watching it right now. They wanted to go to Loaisiga, I think, to start the sixth, but the Yankees were able in the bottom of the fifth to add on some insurance runs, so they brought the kid back out, and he was able to strike out Cal Raleigh. A great night for him and his family.
And one other thing I wanted to ask you also, I was reading that Cashman came out and said that they're going to be incredibly aggressive and they're going to kind of go for it this year, which is something you never heard. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think the BS meter is? Because he seems to always let us down for the most part at the trade deadline. So I'm wondering what you feel about that. And the last thing I'll say to you is, do you want anything from Morocco on my way back?
Nah, man, I'm happy for you, your wife. Enjoy it, man. I'll catch you at the stadium whenever you get back.
One more thing I promised. My friend Ernie, the one you spoke to, I promised him a shout-out. So shout-out to my boy Ernie.
Hey, Ernie, if you're listening, man, shout-out to you, man. It was great talking to you over the phone. Mo, you're the man. Appreciate the call. 888-808-1019. With Cashman, I think he's playing the game right now. He popped out. Like I said, Leon Rose doesn't have to pop out, even with Mike Brown being announced as a 32nd overall pick, the 32nd head coach in Knicks history. Like Leon Rose, James Dolan, I'm not going to that. Nope. But Brian Cashman needed to pop out. He needed to meet the media because we just went through this bad stretch. There was a lot of things. The math wasn't mathing. A lot of stupid things going on. Piss on my head. Tell me it's raining. Play stupid games. Win stupid prizes. Brian Cashman, where you at? He popped out. And I think there's always a method behind him speaking. And him telling you that he's going to be aggressive is also telling everybody in baseball, hey, yeah, we're open for business. Everson Pereira and Brian De La Cruz have been scratched. You guys ever heard of Spencer Jones? He's going off. You guys like Dominguez? Like, let's talk. Pick up the phone. Let's see. And then him going out there saying, yeah, we need a starting pitcher. We need relief pitchers. We need an infielder. He's giving you the shopping list. And I think that is twofold. It's to please the fans, right? For the fans to come out this weekend and get an Eric Manuel shirt and a Mo Willems pigeon. And for the fans to, not abandon ship and keep supporting the team and the players, and okay, the fans to feel like, hey, we're gonna fix this thing. But then also, yeah, for the rest of the league to be like, hey, we got a starter that we're willing to move, we got a third baseman we're willing to move, we've got a couple relievers that we're willing to move. What you offering? 888-808-1019. Bob is in Chatham on the Fan next. What's up, Bob?
How's it going, Keith?
Good.
Couple of things. DJ LeMahieu, I think you hit it on the head. I mean, it's sad to see him go. I mean, he was good. He was a great player for a minute, but like you said, was. It's unfortunate the way that he just declined in the last few years, but it's time to go. And I'm glad they finally realized it, maybe a year too late, but that's probably an improvement for the Yankees, since they seem to hang on to players.
It is. It's one less body, one less guy in the lineup. And like I said, did the team go in the tank over losing DJ? No, they turned up.
No, and also, yeah, so putting Jazz back where he needed to be, which, I'm sorry, all of us fans have known this, since last year, that he needs to play second base. For him, that's like, baseball is such a mental game. That if you have any little thing in your mind that's any distraction, you're not going to play as well. And Jazz, to his credit, has been hitting, but I mean, he's not a third baseman, and nobody really has could expect him to be.
Also, he's a team player. I'll say that about Jazz. I like that guy. They tried to paint him as a clubhouse cancer. Me guy. That guy took on playing third base last year and again this year after they set him up for failure. He wasn't working on the position all offseason. He just did it, and now that's done.
Yeah, he's just, sure, Skip, I'll play where you want, But, he is. He is a team guy. But now, as far as with the kids, like, you see Jason Dominguez, he was doing nothing early in the year. He's playing. Now he's starting to hit. He's starting to hit from the right side. His defense is, he's not winning any gold gloves, but his defense is adequate, I don't know, listen, I'm not going to say that Oswald Peraza is going to turn it all around, but maybe if he gets to play a little bit, he may start hitting a little better. I mean, his defense has been good, too.
I'm he ran into some luck.
Guarantee or anything, but you never know.
He ran into some luck back-to-back nights. Maybe that's enough to give him some confidence. And you know what? With Cashman going out there saying, we're looking for an infielder, that should be motivation. Hey, I don't want I want this opportunity to be the starting third baseman for the Yankees. I'm out of options. Yeah, I want to stay here. Like, start hitting. Mm-hmm. Start making it tough on the Yankees.
I mean, he's gonna get that opportunity, it looks like, at least for a couple of weeks, unfortunately. The All-Star breaks in the middle of it, it's going to maybe break up his rhythm a little bit, but if he gets to play for a couple of weeks, at worst, maybe it'll be a showcase for him and he's going to get traded, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. I like at least the fact that he's getting a little bit of a chance.
Thanks for the call, Bob. I like that too. And what I go back to is I say Peraza is their own. And their own so much that, like, they screwed him up. They didn't trade him. They kind of look themselves in the mirror and say, like, this is our baby. This is our child. This is our kid. Like, we gotta give him an opportunity over DJ. Let the kids play. 888-808, you know the number to dial. Look at this. We have John in Lower East Side, and we also have John in Lower East Side. I don't know which one to go to first. Let's go to John in Lower East Side first. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going? I don't know how there's two of us.
I wouldn't make it up. Let me take a picture of this.
Crazy. That has to be a milestone for your career right here, huh?
I mean, hey, we got two guys that are in the same area with the same name. Rami queued it up. I look over the screen. John from Lower East Side. John from Lower East Side. You happen to go first. So, hey, no pressure. You got to do better than the next John from the Lower East Side.
I mean, like, I feel like we should do the first ever, like, three-way.
I don't know if I'm able to do that. I don't know if I'm...
All right, we'll work on that. We'll work on that. But
I'm like, if I try it, it might drop you. And then if I drop you, then Johnny from the LES, he gets your opportunity.
Hopefully I don't see him on the block then, I guess. But listen, so my main focus to calling you is, you know, the Yankees have four starting outfielders, right, when you really look at it. And, you know, obviously I think Bellinger has the least amount of trade value, but I think Grissom has a high amount of trade value where we could look at a center fielder that has gold glove defense and his OPS is off the charts. You know, I think it's like 130 OPS plus, definitely an asset to the team. Can we take him, flip him, find that reliever, find another starting pitcher or third baseman and just kind of use him as an asset to help us make this run? Just kind of like we did in 96, right? So you look at that third baseman, Charlie Hayes, all defense, has some clutch hits. You know, look at Peraza. We just need him to play that gold glove defense, have a couple of hits here and there. You know, but pitching defense wins championships. I'm going to mute myself and I'm going to listen to you, but I appreciate you picking up the call.
Thanks for the call, John, in the Lower East Side. I was calling Monday for Trent Grisham to be traded. It's time. He's got the hammy. Boone is defending him, not hustling to first base. Boone is defending him in the outfield, letting the ball go over his head because he's still nursing a hammy. Okay, if he's nursing a hammy, let him nurse it this entire week, play Dominguez, and call around and see who needs a center fielder, and he'll be all ready to go in the second half and before the trade. Like, it has to happen. He was a fourth outfielder. The plan was never for him to be this. You got what you got out of it. Great. Move on. You're not paying him. Move on. Dominguez has to play every day. He brings a lot to the team. It's a waste to put him there. And like, this is what you're supposed to do. At this point, you have enough data to evaluate your team, see what's out there. And maybe Peraza's on the trade market too. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. Maybe Peraza, maybe if they aren't able to find someone to give them a third baseman, maybe the asking price for Eugenio Suarez, Ryan McMahon, Key Brian Hayes, whomever, Willie Castro, if it's too high, then you're dealing with Brian Cashman. I don't know how many times I've said it. Brian Cashman will not be fleeced. He's not in the business of losing trades and giving. I mean, he has, but like, he's not going to be fleeced at this point. He's not giving up his top prospects for Eugenio Suarez. You know, so we shall see, man. But I feel good about the Yankees doing what was necessary with DJ LeMahieu. I'm not happy for DJ. Like, I'm in here with my 2026 jersey on, and I'm showing it on the camera. I'm repping DJ. Like, the fact that I even have one, I bought this jersey after he signed. It just did not pan out after the first couple years. Okay, but nobody's bigger than the team. Nobody's bigger than the fan base. Nobody's bigger than the franchise. Like, it was time to move on. They did that, and so far, we're reaping the benefits of it. Jazz, like, you can't. Like, quantify what it means for Jazz to go back to his natural position that he can play with his eyes closed and how that carries over to the plate. The value. It's obvious. All right, now let's go to Johnny in the LES. What's up, John? You're on the Fan.
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
I may or may not be sitting next to the other John right now, and we thoroughly enjoy the game at Yankee Stadium tonight. It's our second game this year.
Awesome. John and John.
All right. So this is my question. So previously, about a week ago, we discussed you had an Instagram post that you were about to look at of the top five that the Yankees should target. I still think we need one relief pitcher. It's not going to be Mark Leiter Jr. to the sixth and seventh inning. I fully respect Loaiza as the setup man, but we need
a, wait. I got to stop you right there. You went to the game tonight and watched Loaiza, and you fully respect him as the setup man.
I may or may not have been in the bathroom at that time when he stunk the game up.
Loaiza is to me a disappointment. And something they really have to, like, consider. Like, maybe they can get him right. Maybe they can fix him. I doubt it. He is throwing batting practice. He gave up a home run to the number 9 hitter. And I'm like, dude, this guy, that was his first career home run. He came in after Cam Slitter, and he gave that home run. I'm like, Loaiza might just be broken beyond repair.
I may or may not have been in the bathroom when the score turned to 6-4.
All good.
Okay. But I think he deserves an opportunity. But we need one extra.
He's getting an opportunity. He's blowing it every time he's got an opportunity. I don't trust him. I definitely don't trust him right now.
Right. We have another 2-3 months for him to figure it out. He's been hurt perennially. That may or may not be a word. But let's add one more. Who could that be? We didn't have an answer last week. Who do you think could be right now? I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, John and John in the Lower East Side. I don't know. I can go back to my notes from last week and go to the, you know, the potential guys that they had out there, but it's never those guys, right? Especially when you're talking about relievers. Like, Cashman's going to find some people that we have no idea that we're not expecting. Like, that's how you end up with Mark Leiter Jr. That's how you end up with Scott Efros. That's how you end up with, you know what I mean, Clay Holmes. Like, I don't know. The obvious ones, like, I remember last year wanting Tanner Scott. They don't get those guys. The David Bednars this year. I don't know who else was on that list, and I got to go back. This is in my notes. I'll go back to that list from Instagram, like you mentioned, and pull it up, who the relievers are that they could get. They need high-leverage relievers. They need guys that can come in and get three outs. And, like, you feel better after watching Luke Weaver go out there and look like Luke Weaver last night. And Devin Williams has been pretty locked in since he's been calling his own games or whatever. So you feel good about those guys in the eighth and the ninth, but you need some guys for the sixth and seventh. Tim Hill, still obviously a you know, solid option. Should be your, like, lefty specialist. But Loaiza, I can't trust. Loaiza has been terrible, bro. Loaiza, I know he came back from injury. I know we were pumped up about having Loaiza because he was, like, he felt like a steal. He's given up 6 home runs. Katie Sharp put out Jonathan Loaiza since 2022. He had 5 home runs. After facing 292 batters from 2022 to 2024, he gave up 6 home runs this year. So it's not a good spot for Johnny Lowe, Johnny Lasagna. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Let me get another call in before we break. Let's do that. My guy, Tony in Montreal. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, Keith?
Good.
Real quick, I wanted to talk about defense, and Cody Bellinger made what I thought was one of the best plays I've ever seen. The one he picked off his shoelaces and he threw a bomb to first base. I mean, I couldn't believe the accuracy and how calm he was about doing it. And, you know, he picked Lindor off, and Lindor himself was in shock. And then tonight, I was watching the game and I saw a judge, you know, he was, you know, charging and, you know, everyone's backpedaling, and, you know, your first baseman, second baseman are going down the line, and Judge just comes in and scoops up the ball like it was, you know, surprisingly easy. And I think that if the defense picks up, and I think the move with that you've been discussing the whole night about DJ LeMay and, the second base issue being resolved, maybe the Yanks will come back in the second half, because, you know, obviously defense was an issue. Like, if you watch the game tonight from the beginning to the end, I mean they smashed all kinds of hits, but they gave up 6 runs, so it's a lot of runs to give up on a regular basis if your defense and pitching is not doing well.
4 homers, you can't give up that many runs, but it was fine because they scored, and it also was the long ball. They give up 4 homers. The rookie gave up 2, and Loaisiga gave up 2, but, you know, the solo shots aren't beating you, so they kind of survived. But I hear you, like, and that's not defense. That's the ball in the air going out. The defense has has looked like it's supposed to look these last 2 nights, now putting Jazz back in his right position.
But Keith, you know, like they were like pounding on Judge, like, you know, because he dropped the ball in center field last year. We don't know if Judge was injured. We don't know if Judge was overextended. We don't know anything about what happened last year. But look at the way he's playing this year. Like you said a million times, an amazing, amazing player, amazing hitter, and an intimidating guy, and a team leader. And, you know, if anybody's going to turn the team around, it's him. I just want to say one thing about Pete Alonso. You cannot despise him. Even if you're a Yankees fan like myself, I still love watching this guy, Lonzo, hit. He can hit, and I think he's the star of that team right now. I honestly, the way he comes up to the plate, he's like, I'm going to do this. I'm not chopped. I'm far from chopped liver. I'm going to do what it takes to win and drag this team with me. And I think you were right. He was carrying the team for a while, but I still love watching him. At the plate, he's a mean guy when he comes up. He's swinging for the fence, just like Judge.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tony. Never a bad word from me about Pete Alonso. Paid Pete, even through the whole offseason. I'm like, I don't know why you guys are talking down on Pete Alonso like you don't need him. He's been great this year. Going back to what you said about Judge, like, we didn't know if Judge was hurt or what. I was at that game. I was sitting in 133. Judge took his eye off the ball. Judge was looking at Kike Hernandez. He was just like, I don't know why he was looking at the runner. That ball just in that moment, I don't know. It just didn't make the right play on it. And that was his first error in center field, whatever. It's in the past. He's back in his rightful position. So again, like, not enough can be said about how the comfort on defense when guys are playing their true positions can carry over to the plate. I mean, obviously Judge had a monster year last year too, playing center field. But he also was doing that so he could accommodate Juan Soto. Now everything is where it's supposed to be. Make some trades, get an actual third baseman or right-hitting third baseman, and get some relief pitchers so that we don't have to worry about Loaisiga, Mark Leiter Jr., and whoever else, and maybe another starter. Maybe another starter, because, like, you can't, I don't know. We don't know what Heel's going to be. Cole went down, obviously, in spring training. Clark Schmidt just went down. You're not going to be able to survive with Will Warren or Marcus Stroman making starts in October. They're not going to make starts in October. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Killer Cam Cam Killer. Yankees got a killer. Killer Cam Schlittler. Throwing a hundo on the mound. Making his debut in Yankee Stadium and getting his first win. And I'm watching him right now. That's it. Strikes out Cal Raleigh. Like, what a night, bro. And like he didn't even make a gesture, not even a fist pump. Not even, he just looked like, yo, that's what I do, bro. I mow guys down. Cal Raleigh, you can't hit it. Bayou. That's what I love the most about the kid, that his demeanor. I made the joke that Carlos Rodon could learn something from this kid. This kid comes in his debut in Yankee Stadium, strikes out the MLB home run leader twice. His first strikeout and his last strikeout, he doesn't even react to it. It's regular to him. Continue. And you know what I thought was great too? Took the jersey right off of Aaron Hicks' back. He didn't come out there wearing 88, 89, 91. 90, he came out there with 31. And I also think that prompted the Yankees when they said, okay, let's see what numbers are available. 31 hasn't been used since we cut Aaron Hicks. Check the books. Wait, we're still paying Aaron Hicks? Cut DJ right now. 888.
But also maybe it tells you that the Yankees believe in him, right?
It also tells you...
If you're not giving him 88, like, maybe he's going to be up here for a while.
It also tells you that he's definitely got some respect, that they're like, yo, we'll give you a number.
Right, they're not giving him 96.
Like a, yeah, like this is a legit number, and, like, we think you're legit. So, and, like, maybe they're expecting, like, you know, different than, like, an Allen Winans, and no disrespect to Allen Winans, like, Clark Schmidt just, his season ended. So, like, this kid is in the rotation. Unless they trade for a starting pitcher, which is not a guarantee. Like, hey, you're not going anywhere, bro. Like,
even Will Warren's going out there with 98 on his back.
And I think Will Warren is just like the type of guy that, like, hey, I don't think he cares.
He probably likes it. Yeah, I don't think he was born.
Yeah, I don't think he cares about the number. And also, 98, Will Warren, does he touch 98? He does touch 98 with his fastball, so he might be, you know, playing off of that.
In that case, you got to give Schlittler 100.
The Yankees, with all their retired numbers, one day maybe they have a
triple
digit.
They're going to be in triple digits.
They got Stroman going tonight with that zero on his back. Brian Woo and the Woo crew. Shout out to Brian Woo. Every time I think about Brian Woo, I think about the Devils. And the Devils, like, fan group is called the Woo crew. I did see, I think they might have recently had some auditions for the Woo crew.
It's a good test for the Yankees because they have – had back-to-back games, 19 runs total, right? 10 and 9 in each game. And now you're going up against one of the best pitchers in the league.
Yo, is it me? But it sounds like there's so much feedback from your mic in there. Like, you're on the train. Why is it coming in like the... Like, say something, Rami.
It's the air behind me.
Oh, the air condition?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? The temp up in there?
Yes.
I feel like
it's so humid in here.
And you got a hoodie on. Whatever. I don't know.
It was raining.
Like, I'm like, there usually isn't so much interference. Anyway, I got a show to do here before this clock expires in 14 minutes. Oh, and would you look at that? Randy being Randy. Randy Arozarena takes Jonathan Loaisiga deep. Oh, and I didn't notice this during the game because I looked away. Randy Arozarena, before he comes to third base, he shoots a jump shot. He used to do I remember in the World Baseball class, he used to do the arms across and look at the, now he does a jump shot. And the way that he shot that jump shot, I could tell he doesn't hoop. The way that he stopped to take that jump shot. Jazz, I could tell Jazz hoops. The way that he shot that jump shot right there, you don't hoop. I don't know where you got that from. Maybe you tried to get that from Jazz. 888-808-1019. Call up. Last call. Four calls. Let's go to Jason in Sheepshead Bay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to say, you know, after all these long-term bust contracts, Stanton, A-Rod, over the years, it seems like the
Ellsbury.
Yankees never learned. Never, ever, ever. Ellsbury is another one. Hits.
They tried to offer Juan Soto a bust contract.
Listen, I'm thankful. I'm happy. Every time he plays in a Mets uniform, I smile. You know, I mean, you would think that from the dynasty of the 90s that the Yankees would learn. You know, you have to have a steady lineup. You have to have a steady position. You can't play players out of position. Jazz Chisholm, play second base, look what happens tonight. You know, you have Dominguez. He shouldn't be playing left field. He should be playing center. And I agree with what you said. Trade Grisham. You know, yes, you might not have a buyer for Bellinger, but I'm sure somebody will take him. Eat some money on Stanton. Get rid of Stanton. Let Ben Rice play every day. You got to let the kids play. Because this is just a travesty. It's a travesty. Between four players, you're spending about, I think it was $170 million a year. Between Stanton, Cole, Rodon, and, Stanton, Cole, Rodon, and Judge. It's horrible. And they're just not learning. Dominguez will be much better in center. Yes, you don't have a left fielder, but I'd rather trade for a left fielder than try to find a third baseman because a gold glove at third base is harder to find than a left fielder.
Thanks for the call, Jason. I disagree with a couple of things, but I hear what you're saying and what you're getting at. Like, it costs to have the best players, especially when they hit free agency. You got to outbid other people to get them. Belly's going nowhere. Belly's a part of the plan. I think they'd be fine without Grisham. Now, Belly will play center field over Dominguez because they would rather have the better defender in the middle of the field. But I think all of us saw what a difference Bellinger made in left field, and there has to be somewhat of a thought that if JD's, Dominguez's true position is center field, why not ever put him there? Like, I don't know. But no, Bellinger, they're not cutting ties with him. And then also Stanton, they're not cutting ties with Stanton. Stan was the ALCS MVP last year. If Judge folds, they know Stanton is going to pick the team up. And now Stanton has started to hit homers and started to hit some singles and seems like he's in a little bit of a flow. It is what it is. They're not getting rid of Stanton right now because what they're going to owe him drops significantly next year. Like, when you look at Stanton's contract, I'm pretty sure that, like, as far as, like, the money that is owed, like, I think the Marlins either pick up more next year, it drops. Let's see. Yeah, he's at $32 million this year. It's $19 million next year. So even if he can't run, even if he can barely, like, you know, swing the bat with his elbows, they're going to have a $19 million DH that they know is dialed in the postseason and takes it to another level when they throw it in the zone in October. 888-808-1019, running out of time. Ross in Bergen County on the line. What's up, Ross?
What up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Good. Bringing it home, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. So I saw the thing with passing DJ. It's kind of crazy. Falls in line. You brought up Hicks before, Josh Donaldson, another one. Kind of like Glaber, I guess, is kind of different because he left as a free agent. But some of these, like, go-to, you know, punching bags in the lineup. And it, with DJ, I mean, you're talking about a guy that it's kind of crazy. He feels like one of the last, you know, non-5-tool players that doesn't really have a lot of pop in his bat either. That was kind of a, I wouldn't say perennial MVP candidate, but those 2 years where he was, what, fourth, the 1 year, third, I think it was 2019-20. I mean, he's kind of like one of the last few guys you'll see, you know, that fit that profile. And obviously the way he went out was kind of sad, but, you know, obviously some great memories with you guys from the jump. Really quick, I know you got some other callers. I got to bring this up because I've been seeing it on Twitter. Have you been seeing this like kind of Met fans comparing Mark Vientos' slump to Corbin Carroll? Is that not the most asinine comparison in the world to you? Because obviously, you know, last year with Carroll was slumping kind of, but, you know, when he wasn't hitting, he was still a 5-tool player, one of the fastest guys in the league, had a great glove too. This is a guy in Vientos who not only can't hit right now, he is probably the worst fielder on the team. He's a dead weight DH who's been taking up, you know, DH spots for other people on the team and not hitting at the same time. And I've been seeing that all over my feed lately that, you know, Arizona didn't give up on Corbin Carroll, so the Mets would be crazy to give up on Vientos.
Nah, it's a way different type of thing. Corbin Carroll over Mark Vientos every single day. I haven't seen that. I'm blocked by plenty Mets fans. I'm not even allowed in the Mets community group. I didn't catch that.
I got kicked out of it too, but I see it on my TL, so if I want to respond to it, I got to quote tweet it. They're a bunch of wackos. I know you don't have a lot of time. I appreciate the time. I just wanted to get that off.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ross. I mean, I tried to avoid the Mets conversation all night, give the Yankee fans their proper time while the Mets didn't play. But with Vientos, man, I talked about it last night. Like, this was a guy that we thought was a lock. We thought Vientos, after what he did in the postseason, like, he's a 30-homer guy next year. So much so, we don't need Pete Alonso. Vientos can go to first. And now Ronnie Mauricio is ahead of him. You need to get him going. At least the Mets are going to win the series against the Baltimore Orioles. Luckily, you took that game in extras. I don't see the Orioles sweeping the Mets in this doubleheader today. So there you go, another series win. Yay! And then you'll head to Kansas City. And I don't know, maybe you'll face Dallas Keuchel. Did you see Dallas Keuchel sign with the Royals?
I didn't see. That's crazy.
He's still doing it. But Dallas Keuchel.
He's married to someone from
Kelly Nash.
Yeah.
Yep. I was going to say, but Dallas Keuchel, just go home and be a family man. You bag Kelly Nash, bro. And there's nothing else to do out here. You already made your money, bro. But I guess, you know. Dallas Keuchel is—he's in love with the game.
I love that our mind went to the same place.
She's fine. Shout out to Kelly Nash. I'm like, you bad Kelly Nash, bro. I would not be throwing any baseballs. I'd be wherever she's at. I would not be trying to go to Kansas City, Missouri. See you, honey. Nope. I'd be like, see you, Major League Baseball. He signed. Who do you cash out with? I remember
he was with Houston. He was with after Houston. I think he went to the White Sox. Was that?
Maybe he signed with the White Sox and got his money. But, like, he's made his money in Major League Baseball. I know he was with the Braves for a minute. Yes, he signed a 3-year, $55 million contract with the White Sox. He's good. He's good. I remember being at the 2015 wild card game, Dallas Keuchel.
He mowed him down.
Yeah, that sucked. The game sucked. Oh, man. I was like, I don't even know.
I know you were just talking about Stanton. I asked you in your ear. You said Stanton's making $19 million next year?
Yeah.
Would you rather pay Giancarlo Stanton $19 million or Devin Booker $72.5 million?
Oh, my God. I saw that, too.
Annually, $72.5 million.
And that's a record in the NBA. He's
unreal. It makes you appreciate Jalen Brunson's pay cut, like, every day. So
no, that actually is a great point. Like, Devin Booker is sitting out there in Phoenix buying old school drop top cutlasses and whatnot. And he's getting that type of money. And Brunson's like, nah, I'll take less for now because I know eventually it's going to come. We need
sign
to
OG,
win.
Sign yeah, Cass, like, sign Mikal.
I need teammates. Book is going to be out there losing in Phoenix, but what does he care?
He does not care.
He doesn't care at all. What does he care? He's still trying to pull Kendall Jenner. Like, yo, they ran him the bread. I saw that contract. I'm like, God, like, to be an NBA player nowadays. And I know that they wonder why these NBA players in the past like, you know, sit on these shows and hate on them.
Scottsdale's nice in the winter. He's chilling.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. I went out there one time in life for the MLB Fan Cave audition, and it was in February, and it was like 78 degrees, and it's like, it's dry out there. It's sick. Yeah, Devin Booker, bro, agreed to a two-year, $145 million maximum contract extension. The highest annual extension salary in NBA history. My boy is out there chilling. Like, bye, KD. Whatever. We'll lose, but I'm going to get my buckets, and I'm paid. He's seen a lot of his teammates come and go. But, yeah, props to Jalen Brunson being like, I don't need all the money. I need teammates. We need to win. We need to figure it out. We need to figure it out. All right. Robert and Brick is on the fan next. What's up, Robert? You got it.
What's going on, Keith?
You know, bringing it home, man.
So what are you thinking about this Yankees team? You know, the recent slide they've had, it's not been too hot. I mean, we're winning right now. We're scoring some runs. But over the past 3 weeks, this team has looked like they have no heart. I mean, Anthony Volpe, what is he doing? I mean, listen, he's been in the MLB for 3 years. He was getting Jeter comparisons. He's hitting 215. His dad's crashing out of the games. What's going on, Keith? What are your thoughts?
I just think that, and like, I know them personally, and I really don't lean into that because I try to kind of keep some of that off air because people think that, like, and they know. Like, I keep it a bean about Volpe or whatever. I think it's twofold. Like I said, they are diehard Yankee fans in their entire family. Like, they have grown up as, like, just a Yankee family, and they've lived the dream, but it's also a little bit of a nightmare that their kid, that their grandson, that their son has become the shortstop of the Yankees. Anthony Volpe works hard. Anthony Volpe wants to win. And I think he's pressing. I think he needs the All-Star break more than anybody, maybe next to Loaisiga. And I think that clip, and I hate this about the internet and how we live now, like that clip, the video wasn't rolling a minute before you see Michael Volpe challenging a guy saying, let's go, and drop an F-bomb saying F you. I did speak to Michael because a lot of people have, you know, we have friends in common. And like, I knew Michael Volpe before Anthony came up. And he does not listen to WFAN right now. But he said, you know, he thanked me for my take. And I'm like, oh, I know. I've never seen you like that. But I know, surrounded by the women in your family, you're not going to let somebody in earshot talk down on your son and your family, whatever. And it's just a lot, man. It is a lot to be losing like the Yankees were losing. Volpe was struggling. He threw the ball, it hit Judge in the face. Like, and then obviously the viral video, it was a bad week, but that's in the past now. I hope Volpe homers or does something good. I hope he has like a 3-hit game this week and we can move past it because it's time to build him up. Earlier, I played Brian Cashman talking about him. He is the shortstop this year, probably next year too. They're not going to give up on him, and fans just got to give it a rest. The team is winning again. They're scoring runs again, and he's not a detriment to this team.
What are your thoughts on that exciting debut from Cam Schlittler today? That was 100 miles an hour gas.
Surprised the hell out of me. I loved it. I was good with it, even the solo shots, because they immediately came back and added runs, and they gave the kid run support, and I'm glad that they ended it where they ended it. Like, Loaisiga comes in, gives it up, whatever, a win. This kid gets the win. I think he threw like 75 pitches, had 7 strikeouts. He struck out Cal Raleigh twice. Great. This kid's touching 100 on the gun. His family out there, like, that's movie-type stuff. That's a dream come true for him and his family, and perfect timing for the Yankees to get that start from that kid after Clark Schmidt goes down.
Yeah, I mean, this Yankees bullpen is a little rocky right now. What do you think about adding, like, Fairbanks or some couple of relievers? Who do you think they should add at the deadline?
Tampa's not sending us Pete Fairbanks. You got to look at teams that are going to be out of it and see who they're going to send. Maybe, you know, I said David Bednar from the Pirates. I forget the guy from the Cardinals that people were talking about.
Helsley?
Yeah, Ryan Helsley. I don't know. I think Cashman's going to find some guys that have one or two good pitches that he feels like he can pair up with Matt Blake and get the most out of, and they got to really make sure Luke Weaver is good and Devin Williams is good, and we'll be all right. But we also need a starter now, too. We need a starter that can go, because we're not going to be able to survive with Stroman and Will Warren and Cam Schlittler, even with Rodon.
Stroman or Trevor Bauer?
Thanks for the call, Robert. Have a good night, my boy. 888-808-1019. Trevor Bauer sucks. Trevor Bauer's not even doing good in the MPB or wherever the hell he is. That's over. That ship sailed like 3 years ago, but like, no, I'd rather have Rami pitch for the Yankees than Trevor Bauer.
I could put together those TikTok videos the way he does.
Right away, I could do it. I'd rather go to the stadium and watch Rami come out there and pitch for the Yankees than Trevor Bauer, straight up.
I throw gas.
How hard do you think you could actually throw? Like, what do you think if I built my,
how long are you giving me? Like tomorrow, get on the mound?
No time. I'm talking about tomorrow. Everybody at WFAN's got to throw at a radar gun.
I could touch 70.
I don't know if I could touch
70. I don't know if I could actually. I don't know. No, definitely in the 60s, but yeah. I don't know. It's been a couple years since I played baseball. I played baseball when I was down in Baltimore, but it's been a couple years.
I mean, I threw at the Somerset Patriots, and they had the gun.
43.
Sparky Lyle and them, I was like, yo, can I throw it hard just so I can get? And they're like, no, don't. There's like kids around. There's cameras. I'm like, let me throw it hard so I can like see where I'm at right now. It's been a while. All right, that's all I got. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening to the show. I'll be back tomorrow. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.